Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Song Guy Nation, welcome to the first show here on New Year's Day 2016, kicking things off with NWA Blue Collar Month on Song Guys Wrestling Show here today. Really quick, before we jump into the guests, if you're looking for some wrestling to attend today, tonight, WCWO running as usual in Indianapolis, PSW in Piedmont, Alabama, AWN in Fort Valley, Georgia, APW in Royston, Georgia, AIWF in Franklin, Ohio, PWA in Kitchener, Ontario. Tomorrow night, Emerge in Columbus, Indiana, ECCW in Vancouver, British Columbia, USWA in Jacksonville, Florida, RCW Chatsworth, Georgia, POW in Fox Lake, Illinois, BCW in Wheelwright, Kentucky, IPW in Verita, Kentucky, Primetime Wrestling in Cynthia, Kentucky, WWA in Livermore, Kentucky, On Point Wrestling in Williamstown, New Jersey, GSW in Mosick, Pennsylvania, AIWF in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and MSWA in Rockwood, Tennessee tomorrow night. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome our guest with us. We have with us the manager of the Moonshiners there in NWA Blue Collar, Paul Moonshine. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, Paul, it's New Year's Day, but the tail end of 2015 was an arduous journey of a nightmare for you. You did not have the best final weeks of 2015. You want to tell the listeners a little bit about what happened with you as we wrapped up 2015?
Well, I was out at the ring managing my boys as always, and I was in their corner, and they had a brawl outside the ring, and they took it back to the dressing room, and I happened to stay out at ringside, and Minion came around and was kind of distracting me and it led me into Tommy Cellius, which in turn I turned around and faced him, and he some kind of white substance, which I believe was may have been cocaine. He tossed it in my eyes. I couldn't see. He threw me in the ring, and he pile drove me right through the ring there. And they had to take me out on a stretcher and take me to the hospital. And I had to undergo some pretty extensive surgery.
That was a horrible moment. And before that, you were also pawnapped by the faction, am I correct?
Yeah, I believe it was a week before that. The faction manhandled me in the back, and they tied me up and gagged me and stuff, and to force my boys in to give them a tag team title match, which they did not deserve because the stipulation was they were supposed to beat the Moonshiners, and they couldn't get the job done. So they decided to take it another step further in the what we call pawnapped me and tied me and gagged me and beat me, roughed me up a bit and forced my boys in to give them a tag team title match.
I used to manage Zach Winters, so I know how his mind thinks. Have you had to go through psychological counseling after what Zach did you? Because I can only imagine the sick, twisted things that went on in the back.
Yeah, I did kind of. They really did a number on me, and it kind of shocked my boys too, because when they went out for their match, that particular night they couldn't find me, and they were even hollering at the fans, asking them if they knew where Paul was, and nobody seemed to know where I was at.
Well, you were pawnapped, and then, like we said, you had what appeared to be cocaine thrown into your eyes, which I'm sure did not help anything, and you were pile-driven. Can you tell us the current status of your health?
I have a hard time being able to stand on my own or walk on my own, because it did some extensive damage to my spine, and they had to go in and move my vocal cords out of the way so that the doctors could do what they had to do, but Tommy thinks he got away with something, and he thinks he could get rid of a senior moonshiner. One thing, I'm a manager. I'm not a wrestler. He had no business putting his hands on me, and I will get my revenge. I will be back, and they just can't keep a moonshiner down. Right at the moment, I can't concentrate on keeping the stills going because the boys do it the way I want them to do it, and they can't run the still without me, and I can't be there to do it right now.
Obviously, Tommy Celsius, master of the pile driver, knew what he was doing. He tried to take you out. You've never been a wrestler. Was this the first time anyone has manhandled you in quite that way?
Yes, in that way. I've been manhandled before and what have you, I've been stunned in the ring by wrestlers, and I've been super kicked in the ring, but never anything like this.
Now, obviously, the Moonshiners have had a rough time since you've been away. It's been hard for them to focus, I'm sure. This past week, LB Moonshine seemingly had won the NWA Blue Collar Heavyweight Championship, but that decision was overturned when an undisclosed white substance was found in his possession and in the face of Tommy Celsius. Is there some sort of substance problem going on with the Moonshiners?
You know, that video was sent to me, and I watched that video, and I watched that match very, very closely, and the Moonshiners don't have any kind of addiction other than we drink our moonshine, and for for uh, somebody to plant that on LV, and then it was obvious that LV had no knowledge of it. The referee been paying attention what was going on, and what have you? It was brought in by Tommy Celsius. I seen it on camera. I seen it on video, and it was brought in by Tommy.
It was in Tommy's eyes, though. Are you saying he threw cocaine in his own eyes?
No, he did not throw cocaine in his own eyes. He had it in his hand, and somehow outside the ring he tripped or something, and then it flew into his eyes, and then after that he ended up getting pinned, and somehow he put the bag into LV's pocket.
When you first saw what appeared to be an NWA Blue Collar Championship win for LB Moonshine, what was going through your mind when it seemed like he had won?
I was real excited for him, and the Moonshiners were real excited, and the decision should have stayed the way it was, and he clearly won, and Tommy's won the substance flew into his own eyes.
Now, speaking of substances, when you came out of recovery, how many wrestlers were at your bedside asking if you were going to finish your pills?
There wasn't really any at my bedside. I got a few phone calls and what have you, but I've been taking care of the pain medication myself.
I bet you became one of the most popular people in the business as soon as you were wheeled out of that operation.
Yeah, I was. There was several, but Tommy clearly planted that substance on me. It shows that I was negative of any kind of substance in my system, and I'm going to prove to Tommy that he's the one that has an abuse problem, because he's the one that came up with all the powder.
Are you saying that maybe they should change Tommy Celsius's ring music to the Eric Clapton song Cocaine?
Yeah, exactly. Because he seems to know how to get a hold of it.
All right. Now, your other boy, JB Moonshine, he teamed up for a match with Tony Stetson. They faced the faction. Tony Stetson's anger management problems led to some issues in that match. What were your thoughts on JB's tag match with whom I believe was a first-time partner for him, Tony Stetson?
Yes, it was, and I saw that match too, and they teamed up very well with each other, but I can understand why JB would take the bat away from Stinson only he wasn't doing that to save Zach Winters. He was doing that because if Winters is injured, then JV wouldn't get his tag team title rematch.
True enough. Now, have you yourself been mapping out a strategy to get revenge not only on Tommy Celsius, but also Petrov and Zach Winters, whom were responsible for pawnapping you?
Yes, I have, and that will all unfold in the near future of what I intend to do or what I intend that is going to happen.
All right, I will throw it out there once again, even though I'm still owed $5 for this advice, but if it helps, Zach Winters has extreme difficulty with left and right. Hard for him to tell the one from the other.
Yeah, I can see that. That's why he got disqualified from being in the service, because he couldn't tell his left from his right.
It is really hard for him.
But you know, I thought me and the referee was friends, but I find it hard to believe that he did not have some knowledge of what Tommy was going to do, and for a long time now, QT has dodged my challenges and stuff like that, and I think that he may have coaxed the referee into turning away so Tommy could do what he could do I think they're in cahoots somehow, QT's not man enough to stand up and face me on his own.
You might have a point on that, but NWA bylaws clearly state in Article 13, Subsection A, Paragraph 4, the referees are not allowed to physically involve themselves against a wrestler participant. The referee could have been fine. I could have been, you know, handing Bruce Starp a check if I had physically interjected against Tommy Celsius.
But on the other hand, I'm probably close to twice your age, and he did physical and bodily harm to me, and caused me to go into the hospital and have extensive surgery, and I think you may have had something to do with it. Maybe you gave him the substance. I don't know. My back was to him, so I don't know who gave it to him.
It wasn't me. Now, I tried to warn him. I said, don't do this. Don't do this to poor Paul and plant him in a pile driver, proving painful for his protection. But he didn't heed my warning. He just went ahead and pile drove you. In Memphis, Tennessee, that is on the books as a form of execution, because there is no coming back in Tennessee. You're lucky you were up here in Oregon.
Well, you know, it's beyond me why he was even awarded an award for doing what he did to me. But on the other hand, the Moonshiners were awarded for being a better tag team than the Faction.
They were named Tag Team of the Year by the NWA. That's a huge honor. I believe this is the first time that the Moonshiners have won an award from the NWA.
Yes, it is. It was a great honor, and yes, it is their first time.
Now, I will just point out, you were not present at that particular award ceremony, but I don't remember anything in their acceptance speech about Paul.
Well, I wasn't there, and Tommy's gonna get what's coming to him eventually, because we are going to address this and he's making a mockery out of me. He went in the ring. I believe it was last week or something, and talking about the substance abuse, and he even had my walking stick.
Now, to be fair, also in the ring was Gregor Petrov, and he had a sign guy jersey on. He was ripping me off.
Well, I guess you just let it happen, right?
Well, you know, once again, if you go to the NWA bylaws, subsection 4, paragraph 3, subarticle 13, referees are not allowed to physically confront wrestlers. It's against the rules and regulations. We could have our licenses revoked.
Well, that may be, but you know, on the other hand, the wrestlers should get their licenses revoked for putting their hands on a manager, and I mean if they put their hands on the referee, they get a hefty fine. I haven't heard anything about anybody getting a fine for putting their hands on me.
Maybe you should take that up with Bruce Tharp, the president of the NWA.
Maybe you're right about that, but I think that between QT and yourself, you guys planted this real good, and when I return, I plan on making a big comeback, and you can't keep me down, and Tommy, there will be justification against Tommy.
I don't know if you saw the footage, but in Hoosier Pro Wrestling, there was a Hall of Fame manager, one of the greatest managers in the history of management in the entire wrestling business of all time. He was minding his own business, and he was double chokeslammed by a giant and a broad. There's no fine levied, so I think it might just be an industry-wide problem.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. But it doesn't matter. I'll get my revenge and it will be very pleasant when I do.
Well, at this time, QT is standing by, and I know he has some questions. So Fez, help you as I pass things along to QT.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sangai. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Well, Paul Moonshine, the sign of the times have had several Northwest wrestlers make an appearance through the years, and you are no exception. sign guy goes over the various pictures of Casey Carlisle that have been available through various holidays. One has Casey standing next to a barn. One has Casey Carlisle looking angry. One has Casey Carlisle in a package set with Team Bad News. There is even a business card of Casey Carlisle. And my all-time favorite Casey Carlisle picture has her standing with a white heart-shaped pillow. My question is, Casey graduated from Hot Nurses College. How much less would have been the severity of your neck injury had it been if you had a properly trained nurse at ringside at Blue Collar Wrestling? To my knowledge, none of the people that assisted in getting you on that stretcher were Hot Nurse University trained.
Well, that may be, but they still did their job, and they still got me on the stretcher, and they still got me safely in the back where ambulance officials could take over and do what they need to do to get me ready to for my trip to the hospital.
Now, did your medical coverage have cover that trip to the hospital in this ambulance?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, that's not bad. Okay, very good. Now, Paul, the video that I saw on YouTube was kind of grainy, and it was kind of poor lighting. Have you yourself gone back, looked at this video, and identified the people that were getting you on the stretcher, and was one of them T-Rex?
No, none of them was T-Rex. Sign guy was there, and security was there, and LB and JB were there, and they weren't really getting the stretcher out there fast enough as far as JB was concerned, but they got it out there, and they got me secured in it and what have you. So they did the best job they could.
Now, to your knowledge, did sign guy hold your feet steady while you were being rolled up onto your side to get the stretcher underneath you? A lot of people don't realize that foot and leg stabilization is an important part for the further prevention of damage from neck injuries. Was sign guy at your feet?
That I have no idea. I was out cold, and so I really don't know where sign guy was. I kind of heard that he ran off because he was afraid that if I came to and I would try to go after him for allowing things to happen that happened to me.
Well, sometimes people do go into shock under wartime situations. Yes.
Yeah.
Shell shock. Yes. All right. Well, here's a question. Did you yourself purchase a Hot Nurse uniform picture of Casey before the match or in the weeks prior to the match so your sons, LB and JB, could bring it to you while you were in the hospital?
Actually, no, I didn't. But I had a couple of nurses that was there that took real good care of me, and they were in a Hot Nurse's uniform and what have you. So I was being taken care of.
Oh, very nice. Okay. All right. Well, Pa, we live in a very legitimate society. A person will spill hot coffee on themselves at a McDonald's, and the first thing that comes to their mind is, I'm going to sue and be rich. Or a person sues a paint thinner company by saying, well, your paint thinner container didn't have the words on the can saying, inhaling these fumes are a health hazard. Use in a well-ventilated area. My question is, are you planning to sue Tommy Celsius for having an illegal substance in the ring or right outside the ring that he obviously stole from the Coast Guard and of which caused you physical and emotional distress?
No, I don't, because I'm not a sue happy kind of guy. Like I stated before, he will get his just desserts, and I've got my own idea of revenge, and it has nothing to do with suing him for money. Obviously he's got this cocaine stuff, and so obviously his money is dirty anyway. So his money wouldn't do me any good.
Well, now to be fair to Tommy Celsius, and I'm saying this myself, so I don't get sued. The toxicity tests on the substance have yet to come back, although they are due out shortly. As far as we know, this suspected cocaine could have been Novocaine. Yes, powdered Novocaine.
Novocaine?
Yes.
I don't know about that, but he's obviously has got some kind of white powdery substance that appears to be cocaine, and I watched a promo that Tommy did, and he couldn't hardly he was doing this promo in front of the recovery hospital, and he couldn't hardly stand up on his own two feet to do this promo. So it's obvious that Tommy has some kind of an addiction that nobody has found yet, but it will come back and bite him in the end.
Well, Pa, Novocaine can be formed into a powdered substance at low temperature. I just checked on that. Yes, on a chemistry website on YouTube. Yes. So, okay. All right. Well, Pa, I did see that video that Tommy posted on December 29th. That video did show him standing outside the Adventist Health Hospital, and to date, it has 421 views. In the video, Tommy talks about natural selection by giving the example of a lion stalking a zebra that can't quite keep up with the herd due to a gimpy leg. My question is, did you have an undisclosed foot or an Achilles tendon injury that you did not disclose on your medical form that you were supposed to have 100% disclosure when submitting to Tex Thompson that states that you are 100% compliant to carry out your management skills prior to before that match?
I do have the ability to do what I need to do to ensure that my boys have a fair shake on their matches, and when they don't, then I get frustrated and stuff because they deserve better than that. They deserve to be recognized as the tag team champions at that time. They were tag team champions, and they were not being given the proper respect that they deserve.
Well, Paul Moonshine, you dodged that question better than Hillary Clinton at a Democratic convention. Did you or did you not have an undisclosed foot or an Achilles tendon injury that you did not disclose to Tex Thompson before the match?
No, I did not. I, 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 I was in perfect health, up until Tommy did what he did, and I've never had any type of substance or cocaine addiction in my entire life, and neither has my boys, and which bring me back to one other important thing, and this also goes out to for sign guy too, that there's only three people in, or three men in this business that I can trust, and that's my first son, JB Moonshine, my second son, LB Moonshine, and my nephew, cousin Jameson. Those three are the only ones that have my back. Sign guy didn't have my back that night, and he put me in jeopardy, and I still stand by what I say that you, QT, had something to do with it.
Well, now I categorically and vehemently deny that I had anything to do with it. And I'd like to take this opportunity to state that I believe that you had 100% full disclosure about your medical status before the match, and you did submit this to Tex Thompson. I think you're well in the clear on that. Yes.
Yes, I am, and like I stated before, I'm having a hard time being able to get around when I make my return, and when I do come back, everybody's gonna know that I'm back for vengeance, and I will get my revenge, and I don't care who happens to be in my way. If sign guy's in my way, he needs to steer clear. If you're in my way, you need to steer clear because I'm coming after three people, and that's Tommy Celsius, Petrov, and Zach Winters.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, now, I have a protege in the Northwest. I have trained him. I've taken him under my wing. I've traveled with my protege to Indiana to face Dave the Beast Barnett in a Quattro Thumbtack match. I'm talking about the person that I train, Budget Deficit. Are there any chances in 2016 that you will be facing Budget Deficit in a blue-collar wrestling arm wrestling match during intermission? Is that something you can work out with Tex Thompson?
I might be able to work out something, but right now I got to concentrate on getting my strength back so that I can come out to ringside with my boys that depend upon me to be there with them, to guide them. I need to be able to get my still back up and running. All this boils down to what Tommy did to me.
Wow. I think if you yourself defeated Budget Deficit at an arm wrestling match during intermission, if it was cleared by Tex Thompson, if you defeat Budget Deficit, you can give QT Vokes a knife-edge chop in the ring. Yes, I think he'd agree to that. And boy, wouldn't that knife-edge chop feel pretty sweet, even though you haven't proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that QT Vokes was involved in this match somehow. Yes.
Well, the knife-edge chop would even be sweeter if I put if Tommy was out there too, and I put him down, then I stood up and chopped Tommy down to the ground.
Wow. Well, as for me, I'm strictly neutral and have really had not much of any contact with Tommy Celsius, other than giving him like a fruit pie for his number one ranking for Turnbuckle Turmoil's Northwest Wrestler rankings. That's the only contact I've had with Tommy to deliver a fruit pie. But hey, I think when you get your strength back up, and I realize you do a lot of push-ups, we might talk to Tex Thompson, you know, and Budget Deficit might show up, my protege that I've trained, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and maybe we'll have that arm wrestling match. And, since I've trained Budget Deficit, he's an honest man, and he will, if he does lose, he will let you knife-edge chop him. Yes.
Well, that would be real sweet. But I'll tell you something else that would even be sweeter, and that is, I will sign a contract for JB Moonshine and LB Moonshine to go against how about QT and sign guy and cousin Jameson will be the special guest referee.
Boy, I don't know, but well, maybe we'll try to hash that out. Yes, okay. Paul Moonshine, after your surgery at Adventist Health, is it true that Tommy may have visited you at the Schicksal Treatment Center, or is Tommy making that story up that you even went to Schicksal Treatment Center after Adventist?
Well, you know, I believe that Tommy showed up. There's some things that I found on my body that were unexplainable. I've asked the doctors about them. I've asked the nurses about them, and nobody can seem to give me any explainable answers. And all I know is when I went to the hospital or before that the match that night, I had no bruising or of any kind on my body. When I woke up in the recovery room, I had scratches all over both my arms and legs, and I believe that Tommy made his way in there and did something to me while I was still under the antibiotics or the sleep whatever they used to put me to sleep before I came to.
Wow, all right. Well, we may have to get a private medical investigator on that case, okay? Maybe they could review hospital security film. Yes, you know how they have those secret cameras in everyone's room. Okay, all right, very good. Well, Pa, I saw a video of the match with the Tommy Celsius incident, and if you stop the video at the 16-minute and 21-second mark, you can see your hat and cane in close proximity of Sign Guy. After Tommy pile drove you, he grabbed your hat at the 16-minute and 38 mark and put it on his head. Are you mad at Sign Guy because he did not protect the integrity of your hat? Because in Appalachia, there is an unwritten law that states next to a man's wife, his hat is his next top in is in his next top three valuable possessions, and he shall not let any other man wear it unless under permission. It's kind of like a biker gang's colors that bear a rocker patch.
Well, excuse me. I did see that video, and yes, he sign guy did not protect my property, And that brings me back to I think that maybe Tommy may have done some kind of attacking while I was asleep or something, because I remember, now that you mentioned it, I remember in that video how he put my hat on and then he acted crazy like Stone Cold Steve Austin did that one time with Vince McMahon when Vince McMahon was in the hospital and you know, so I really believe that Tommy may have did like Stone Cold did and got in the hospital and did some stuff to me that I haven't been able to explain.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, Pa, I spent many years in the Gulf of Mexico aboard Coast Guard cutters. I served 20 years. On the Coast Guard cutter Monroe, we had a cocaine bust, and our small boat brought over some bales of cocaine to our fantail, or the rear of the ship. Our captain got permission to open up the bales and dump the cocaine into the ocean. Well, it was slightly breezy that night, and a sudden puff of wind accidentally blew some traces of cocaine into one of the crewmen's eyes. After that, it became Coast Guard-wide policy that any cocaine that was supposed to be disposed of at sea was first to be submerged into water, the package split open and dissolved, and then the liquid contents poured overboard. And I thought I'd just share this story with you. But the question is, do you plan to have a tub of water at ringside from now on whenever you face Tommy Celsius for emergency cocaine disposal, or maybe Novocaine if it's proved to be Novocaine? Yes.
I think that I don't know if I'll have water there, but I'm going to demand that any time Tommy goes to the ring, Tommy gets patted down by the official to make sure that he does not have any kind of substance on him. If he has any kind of substance on him whatsoever, he gets hauled out of there immediately.
Okay, all right. Any very good substance tech? Okay, all right. Well, Pa, is it true that Appalachian kids are so poor that at Christmas time they have to watch videos of West Coast kids opening up presents?
Well, I don't know about that. We up in the mountains, we do very well with for ourselves, and that's why I sell the moonshine and stuff because we do rather well. We don't have to do anything against our religion or against our policy, and we intend to do what we need to do to make our living.
Well, Pa, there's a saying that ordinary people live and learn. In Appalachia, people just live. Would you agree with the saying?
we live rather well. I mean, we have wild game up there, and for the most part we kill our game with our bare hands.
Wow! All right, game with bare hands. I don't know how that segulated into learning experiences, but how about the saying, people in Appalachia have Teflon brains, nothing sticks.
You know, I hear that you have a pretty big Teflon brain, and nothing sticks with you.
Oh, come on.
Well,
right.
I mean,
well, Yes.
I just hate facts. I mean, it's a bare fact that you have a Teflon brain and that's why you can't grow any hair.
Ah, oh, damn. Okay. All right. Well, I'm taking some pills for that. Yes. Okay.
No,
right.
You stay out of the pills.
Now, are there any truth to the rumors that you are in consultation with the wrestler known as Darkness for his services as added ringside security in future matches? Darkness.
No, his boy Minion had a lot to do with what was going on with me, and he came around with that skull of his or whatever, no, Darkness is he's just as loony as QT is.
Okay, all right. All right, well, have you been in touch with Kurt Angle, who has himself had two major neck surgeries, one for bone spurs, and he also had a fractured vertebrae in his neck that he suffered in his senior year at an NCAA wrestling tournament? Have you been in touch with Kurt Angle?
I have, but that's because I wanted to talk to him about what went on with this surgery because my doctor said he too found bone spurs in my spine.
Ooh, okay, all right, okay. Well, Pa, is there any truth to this saying? Women are so ugly in Appalachia that the psychiatrists make them lie face down.
you know the women in Appalachia are very beautiful and they don't lie face down for nobody.
Oh, okay. Well, is there any chance in 2016 that you could hook me up with a distant cousin, and maybe we could become relatives and one day sit across from each other at Thanksgiving? That's what I'm asking.
Well, actually, I do have a distant relative I could hook you up with, and he goes by the name of Grizzly Adams.
That's when I panic. That's my panic thing. I got to stay far away from your family gatherings. Okay, very good. All right. All right, one last question. Do people in Appalachia think Taco Bell is a Mexican phone company?
Well, you know they think that Mother Goose is a goose that talks. So I don't know about that.
Mother Goose is a goose that talks. Well, once again, Paul Moonshine, your train of logic befuddles me.
Yeah. Well, that's my job. I want to keep you and Sign Guy and anybody else that comes around me and around my boys, I want you to stay on your toes because you never know what the Moonshiners may do to you next.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, I will talk to Budget Deficit about this possible arm wrestling contest. And hopefully I'll bring it up to Tex Thompson. Maybe we could get something going. Remembering the loser will get a knife-edge chop. And I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy. Once again, vehemently denying I had anything to do with this cowardly attack on you. And I wish you a speedy recovery this first week of 2016. Yes, back to you, Sign Guy. That's very good.
Thank you, QT. Well, Paul, the co-host of the Undisputed Wrestling Show, Zane Paisley, is an avid listener of Total Dudes. when you were on Total Dudes as a guest a number of weeks ago, you mentioned how you were once married to Miss Piggy. Zane Paisley has been wondering, since you got hurt, if said Miss Piggy rushed to your bedside to assist in your recovery, possibly providing the sponge baths. That is what Zane Paisley would like to know.
I would much rather Kermit do it.
I will pass that along to Zane.
Miss Piggy can hurt you.
I don't know if she'd hurt me. Maybe you.
Well, I've not done anything to her. Yeah, that's the problem. You haven't done anything to her, and that makes her mad.
Ah, okay, all right. Now, I'm sure since you were injured, there's been a long list of broads lined up to volunteer for sponge bath duty. Have you had trouble keeping the broads away?
I've had trouble not getting enough broads because there's not enough of me to go around.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I've seen the way they line up there at the North Portland Eagles. I can only imagine the line that must have went around the block at the hospital.
Yeah, well, that's true. But once again, I will make my return, and when I do, everybody better beware.
And for the record, when you were pile driven, I did attempt to get Casey Carlisle to come out in a hot nurse's outfit. I yelled, "Hot nurse needed ringside stat." Obviously, she did not hear me since she was 3,000 miles away, and I can only yell so loud.
Yeah, well, you know who showed up? Marianne did. Marianne did.
That is true. Now, is she one of the ones that volunteered for sponge bath duty?
Yeah. She tried, but I had to fight her off with my walking stick.
So you had your walking stick at that point. How do you figure Tommy Celsius ended up with it this past Sunday?
I don't know how he ended up with it because I did see that video and I have no idea how he. Ended up with it because I had it at one point and then all of a sudden it came up missing, and like I said I don't know if he even did anything to me in the hospital, but that might have been when he got a hold of my stick.
I hate it when sports entertainers get a hold of my stick.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. except if QT happens to be right there holding it for you.
Come on.
Well, Paul, we got just a couple of minutes left, so I want to give the time to you if you want to plug and promote anything, your upcoming appearances, if you know when you'll be back, merchandise, your favorite pharmacy for filling the pills for the boys, anything at all, floor is all yours.
I go to Walmart to get my prescriptions filled, and as far as upcoming events, my boys are still at ringside or at wrestling. They're still doing what they need to do. The videos are still being sent to me so that I can watch what they do, but. As far as when I make my return, you'll see my return when I'm there.
All right. Well, Paul Moonshine, thanks for being on our first show of the year. Hopefully you will recover fully, and hopefully the next time Casey Carlisle will be closer if you're pile driven so she can assist you in a hot nurse's outfit, because I know that would help me.
Well, yeah, you she was there giving me mouth to mouth. I mean, you know, I mean, that should never hurt anybody.
I don't know if mouth to mouth would have helped an injured neck, but you know, you could have tried it.
I would have welcomed the opportunity.
All right, so that definitely answers Zane's question. Then no mouth to mouth from Miss Biggie is what you're saying.
That's right. Yeah, she got too big of a snout.
Ouch. All right. Well, fans, if you get the opportunity, check out NWA Blue Collar every Sunday at the North Portland Eagles, 7611 North Exeter in Portland. Paul Moonshine will be back when he's healed up enough, I'm sure. Hopefully, there will be no more substance abuse in NWA Blue Collar with the substances being thrown around in people's eyes, because that's a clear violation of the wellness policy. So get out there, support your local independents, and we will be back with you Sunday afternoon. Speaking of NWA Blue Collar, the owner of that company, Tex Thompson, will be with us. So join us Sunday. We'll talk to you then.
Like this before.